Fred Rogan, Rodney Pete. All right, so this is it. The Dodgers turn it all around tonight, Rodney.
That's it.
All around.
Justin Turner back, Logan Forsythe back. It's all turned around, and who better to do it against than those Marlins? Those Marlins. Those Florida-Miami Marlins. Come on now.
They basically have the same record as the Dodgers.
They do. This is a shame.
Got to turn it
when
around.
When they were tanking. This is the tank year for the Marlins, and they got the same record as us.
Yeah,
almost.
And the Dodgers aren't tanking.
No.
I did see this. Before we go, the Baltimore Ravens are reducing concession prices in an attempt to welcome more fans to the game. Isn't that interesting? They did it in Atlanta, and it worked. And now the Baltimore Ravens are doing it as well, reducing the cost of the concessions. And you would think, at least initially, well, that's obviously going to hurt the bottom line. They're not going to make as much money. You know what they found in Atlanta? They made more money.
Yeah.
They actually made more money.
Instead of buying one hot dog, you buy five.
Right.
You know?
Because it's psychological. Why right. should I? All right, if I don't have to spend $6, I can only spend $4. I'll take $2.
Exactly. So I think it's, and it's a great thing for morale and, you know, fan appreciation when you do something like that. Because you're going to get it other ways. You're getting money. I mean, the NFL's a collective bargaining agreement. They're getting money hand over fist. So, you know, give it back to the fans a little bit.
Hey, guys, thanks for coming in. I know you're exhausted. You have a really long show today.
Right.
You know, I don't want to hear that from
you. Know about
ever.
That, wouldn't you?
I know you guys are just.
Are you wearing
yourself.
Another dry fit with jeans?
No, this is not a dry
That's
fit.
That's like a Tiger special, the collarless but collared shirt that he's been wearing on the golf course. And I don't like it. I like it. You got to wear a collar on the golf course. Have some damn decorum,
No, you don't
huh?
have to wear a collar on the golf course.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to Rodney.
Yeah, says who?
1975, dude.
75?
Come on, dude.
How about 95?
Have you checked out
95,
the new,
great
have
year.
You checked out
Stewart.
The Nike catalog lately? Come on, man. There's no collars anymore.
I haven't.
Nike.
Look what I got on right
come
here,
on, dude.
Huh? Look at this beautiful Travis Matthew, huh?
There
look
you
this,
go.
Look at that sunset.
There
look at that palm tree. And look at that collar.
There you go.
Nice lay flat collar.
But Rodney, this is a man of the mock. The man of the mock. This is a Travis Matthew shirt, no collar.
Yes, no collar.
Plunging you, neck.
That's what I'm saying.
Plunging, but I couldn't golf in
yes,
this.
Yes, you could.
I get kicked off
is
of Matt's club.
Sleeve?
Yeah.
Oh, hell no.
Sleeve? Well, you get kicked off for your Batman sweats, too.
Oh,
well,
that's the sweats.
Hey,
the
listen.
Sweats.
That's the issue.
If you just tuck that
listen,
in with a belt, you might be
hey,
able to get away with it.
You guys don't know what it's like losing your parents after seeing The Mask of Zorro the way I did. Terrible night when he broke my mom's pearls. Sent me into a sociopathic life of roaming the city and jumping on people.
You're actually just telling the story of
I don't understand.
On-screen character.
I don't understand.
That wasn't you.
You don't know what it's like, man.
Bruce
now,
Wayne
Alfred, former MI6 agent, is my butler, and he helps me with a lot of logistical stuff.
This is not actually you.
I have a lot of tactical training. I learned tracking in Alaska. Yeah. I learned to fight all over the world. Krav Maga, Kung Fu,
no,
you name it.
You're just wearing sweatpants with knee pads. That's all. Your sweatpants have knee pads. That's all that's happened here.
Well, what happens is sometimes.
Is that velour?
When I'm getting after the. It's
what is that? Velour?
Velour is very flammable. For a guy like me, you don't want to mess with the velour. You go right up. But I got to say, when I'm down tracking the Joker sometimes or the Killer Croc down in the sewers, knees get a little rough crawling around on the pipes below Gotham. So I got the pad, knee pads on here.
Yeah, but that's not actually.
No, that's,
you.
That's Batman.
That's not
that's
really
Bruce Wayne's backstory, and that's
the
Batman.
Crazy thing is,
that
is
has,
you guys
hey,
think
P, if
nothing
it's you, to do with you.
You guys
let,
think
don't let them tell you anything different.
I'm a playboy when I'm out with some hot model, you
talk
know, Rodney. You
yes,
see
sir.
Me when you with
seen,
all the cool people
I've
around
seen
town
it. I've seen
in Holmby
it.
Hills and stuff, and I'll be over
it.
There. And they'll be like, man, is that Playboy Petros Papadakis drunk
Playboy
again?
P.
And it's like, nope, it's apple juice, because tonight I'm going out to fight crime.
Now, are there bananas on your sock, or do you just have them on so sideways?
Hold on.
It's a Wu-Tang, Wu-Tang sock.
Oh, it's a Wu-Tang?
Look at that. It says cream, get the money on it. Yeah, dollar. Cash moves everything around me, right, Kevin?
And I got a member of the Mutant.
Cream, get the money. Well, when I was growing up in the 1-6 ooh out there in Staten Island, you know, the sun packs heat.
You grew up in the
310. In Hell's Kitchen.
Well, on the hill.
Back in the day, it was a...
Yes. Still a 213?
You and ODB used
or was
to
it 310 already?
Thing.
ODB, God rest his soul. He was burned by gonorrhea.
Yeah.
I,
it was probably 213 because Malibu flipped
we
to 310 when I was a sophomore.
We were 213. Long Beach was
gonorrhea in the 213?
Well, it's rampant.
You know what I heard?
What?
I heard syphilis is rampant in Leisure World.
It's back, and you know what else?
In Florida.
They have a... No, the one in Seal Beach.
Allegedly. That's a rumor that was being whispered.
Yeah. But you know what they say, Fred?
What do they say?
There's new strains of these things amongst the elderly that no can defense. When you have the antibiotics, they try to take a crack out of that infection in the old, and they just die.
Why don't they wear protection?
Well, because her insides are a rocky place. Where a seed can find no purchase.
If you're 80 years old and you're
just ask him.
Oh,
hey now.
Freddie.
Oh, soundbite. Wow. I mean, one half shooting Blake's, the other half, again, Freddie. Rocky field where a seed can find no purchase. So what's the point of protecting yourself?
Right. What are you doing?
Right.
It's like, hey, you got syphilis. You know, in 30 years, like Al Capone, you're going to go crazy and
your
die.
Your nose is going to fall off.
I'll go crazy and die in 30 years, whatever. But that's what happens with syphilis. You lose it at the end of your life.
Mm.
You start to think about people that went crazy. You say, hey, maybe they got a little syphilitic.
Hmm. About that.
You worry about
syphilitic.
It.
Just saying. Protect yourself no matter how old you are.
That's what I'm saying.
That's right.
You know what you don't hear much about anymore?
I don't know.
Nobody gets a good chlamydia call in there anymore.
Oh, they no. don't. They
you don't hear it? HPV is the new chlamydia.
Yeah. It's a bad deal.
They don't.
We got to get AC Green on to sort it all out for us.
You hear about crabs anymore either?
It's funny you should say that.
You know, Dungeness crabs, you know what I mean? Fresh water.
Oh, well, why don't you share something with us, man?
I don't know what you're talking about.
He ran out of the room. He ran out of the room.
Petros, you have anything to add?
I was carried out by the crabs.
Oh, they'll get you. And they can multiply.